Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Todd is on the phone, and Todd is a victim of a cougar attack. That's right.
It's the weakest cougar I've ever heard.
It's vicious.
Little tiny little cougar.
Oh, okay.
But he was at a bar when a woman approached him named Gina, and she said, "You look fun."
Oh, hey.
And then they hung out, had some drinks, made out a little bit. Then she gave him her phone number at the end of the night and said, "Call me for even more fun."
Yeah.
But he's been trying to call and has heard nothing back. So he's curious why someone would be so aggressive with him at the bar and then not call him back. Todd, are you ready to go?
I am, yes. Thank you.
Are you sure? That didn't give you like PTSD or anything, hearing that cougar again.
No, I don't know what the hell that was, but I hope it explains something what the hell's going on.
I don't know either, man.
Now, you don't know this woman's exact age, but if you had to guess, what do you think the age gap between you two is?
I think realistically maybe 12 years apart.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Enough of a gap to be a cougar, though.
Or a small kitten. I'm still not sure what your definition. Yeah. That's like Todd's just a little catnip at this point.
All right, catnip, are you ready to make the phone call?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Gina.
She's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's J-U-B-A-L.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, real quick, who is this that I'm speaking with?
This is Dennis.
Dennis. And how do you know Gina?
She's my wife.
Oh. Okay. Do you know she's going to be back later? Because I kind of want to talk to her about something.
And you need to speak with her about...
Well, it'd be better if I talked to her about it. I just want to steal a few minutes of her time, so... You might just be able to tell her I called. I can try back. Do you know when she'll be back?
I don't, actually. I could take a message for you.
Yeah, I think it's probably better if I call back.
If I may ask, what does a radio station want to talk to her about?
We do a segment on our show.
No.
And it kind of reconnects old friends. So we had one of our friends email us to get a hold of her, so that's all.
So some old friend wants to connect with her?
Yeah, just like a buddy of hers.
I mean, I'm sure I would know who it is.
Yeah, maybe not on this one. I don't know. I think they go back a ways.
Well, I guess I could tell her that you called. What's the name of this person?
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah, Todd. He's been trying to get a hold of her.
Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. I think I might know what this is about.
Really?
Did she just meet this guy?
Yes, she did.
How
she
do you...
just met a dude
at a
named...
bar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know about this?
Oh, yes, I know all about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
I am
all
so
right.
Sorry. Yeah. I am, like, my heart is in my throat right now.
I'm sorry,
whatever
man.
Whatever you guys are going through.
We do a segment on our show where when people meet somebody out at a bar or something like that and they want to get a hold of them, they email us to see if we can figure out why they're not calling them back. That's why we were calling.
You know what? Just let them know that we haven't had a chance to call them yet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, no, just tell them that.
Wait, can you repeat yourself one more time?
Just let him know that she's been away. She's been, out the past week, and we haven't gotten the chance to, to contact him yet.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is going on then?
Gina hit it off with him, I think, at a bar the other night.
What?
Okay, so you do know what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
What?
So you're cool with her... hitting on another dude out at the bar.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan.
The plan?
Plan?
Oh, it's well, just dawning on me.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so
wait.
So this is okay. This is all okay with you.
Yes, it's very okay with me.
So you guys are in like an open relationship or something.
What is going on right now?
What?
Oh, Todd.
Well, Todd, I think that you are about to be a third wheel.
Hello?
You've got quite the invitation, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Loud
Dennis,
and clear.
We can hear you. What you just heard was Todd, who is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, Todd is on Todd is on the other line because Todd
oh my God.
Was hoping to be able to talk to your wife, Gina, about the night that they met.
Hey, man, I didn't know she was married. She didn't say anything about that.
Well, it's all part of the game.
Part of the game?
I'm sorry, I thought I was talking to a girl at a bar that was really into me.
Yeah, she was. She came home, told me all about you, and I was like, yeah, let's meet him.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Are you freaking out right now?
Wow.
Yeah, this is insane. It's insane.
Like insane in a good way, Todd? Or
no.
Not in
a good way. What are you talking about? This is no, I didn't. I don't go out for threesomes. This is crazy.
Look, Todd, I totally get it. This might, sound weird and stuff, but if you wanted to give it a shot, she took a selfie, I think, with you, and I thought you were cute, and she thought you were cute, and, we think you're cute. So.
Oh, my God.
It's quite the compliment, Todd.
I'm embarrassed.
Stop laughing. I don't even think this is funny. I think you're setting me up.
I promise you this. We did not set you up at all.
I think it's really funny.
Todd, you need to relax. Okay, it's fun, it's an interesting thing, and spices things up. I mean, come on, you've never done this before in college or high school or any point?
High school, my God.
I mean, is this your way to get me to come over so you can beat the shit out of me? Is that what this is?
Todd, it's the exact opposite, actually.
Oh. Well, Dennis, aren't you a smooth talker?
No, I'm serious, Todd. If you want to come over, we'd love to have you sometime.
Oh my God. Hey, Todd, I mean, you were really attracted to his wife at one point.
Yeah.
And that's
good. At one point. I mean, but now I'm talking to a man, and that whole thing, anything I thought might happen is completely out the window.
Come on, Todd. I mean, my wife's beautiful, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Let's
know what I mean?
It.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, Todd, would you like to go out with Dennis and his wife Gina for a second date?
Oh my God, we
will pay for it.
I have one word to answer that. Mm-hmm. No.
No? Are you sure?
The only reason I'm disappointed is because I wanted it to be our first time too for you guys.
Guys, I can't even believe this happened.
Todd. What's your weekend look like? What's your schedule like this weekend?
Dude, resistant. Dennis wants it to happen. Gina wants it to happen. Todd, come on, get on board.
Again, definitely not.
Are you sure, Todd? It's Saturday. It's going to be fondue night.
Fondue.
Wow.
Man. Save the extra cheese sauce for Todd.